Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 24, 2022. Jews and humor. Question: Jews have a very insightful humor that is understandable to an ordinary person. For example, Russian satirist Mikhail Zhvanetsky had such a mindset that he did not just make stupid jokes like a bunch of other humorists, but rather he very subtly, competently, and sensitively notices everything. Is it because he is Jewish? Answer: without a doubt. There are such humorists not only in Russia. The greatest Polish humorist Jerzy Lec is also a Jew. Take other countries, they are also mostly Jews. The development and ability of the brain to be in opposite states and produce absurdities, or conversely, to combine opposite things is natural among Jews since they are characterized by the natural readiness for spiritual development where everything is built on the opposition of similarity or on the similarity of oppositions. After all, we must connect plus and minus, the force of bestowal and the force of reception, with the help of resistance, screen, reflected light, and ascent above our egoism. Egoism is below and we are above it, but they are connected together in one system. This is what humor is. You come to good, bestowal, and love, and there is an evil nature inside you that you cover with laughter with the help of an opposite attitude to it. No wonder Sarah said, "The Creator made me laugh." This spiritual action, connecting two opposites, is what we have in the spiritual vessel. Therefore Jews are naturally predisposed to this. But all the same, other peoples also have these manifestations. This suggests that such individuals are also close to spirituality and they have a great ability to attain the upper world, for instance, Jerome K. Jerome, O. Henry, and others. From Cab TV's I Got a Call, Humor and Jews, May 22, 2013. It all started from Adam. Kabbalah has been revealed in people since the time of Adam, the first man, Adam HaRishon. Adam attained the spiritual system and even described it in a thin book. The main thing is that he explained a very simple principle to his students: humanity is divided into separate individuals, and if they unite against their egoism, which is not easy, then they begin to feel the inner force of nature called the Creator. When they feel this force, they rise in their sensations above our world and feel themselves practically beyond egoism, that is, their sensations become eternal and perfect. This is called that they adhere to the Creator and begin to feel Him. Every person can reach such a state because we all come from one common root called Adam, from the word Dome, similar to the Creator. That is, we must achieve this state, and we can if we unite again in one single desire. From a conversation the Benny Baruch Georgian Group, September 15, 2022. We have nothing to hide. We need to properly prepare dissemination among the people. I hope that big changes will begin to take place in the people in the near future. An individual will become more independent of himself and will be able to hear that he has a real purpose that religion calls love your neighbor. It actually this that it consists of and not only the performance of all kinds of inert rituals. I'm not against them, because they do keep people, but at the same time holds them back. That shouldn't be the case. Rituals gather people into some kind of framework and for thousands of years they have been forming and supporting them. Everyone in our world has them and it is impossible without them because in this way egoism gets satisfaction from being like an animal in a stall. But when people are reborn, the higher management, the Creator, shows them that we should behave differently. Moreover, this is clearly shown through all the problems since the beginning of the 20th century, the Holocaust, the formation of the Jewish state, the opportunity to organize ourselves in a different way, to really start building a third temple in the heart, and then to engage in world correction, as billions of people subconsciously expect from us. We have to be open. We have nothing to hide. Over the years of the existence of Benny Baruch from the 90s to our time, we have created a huge media space, books, videos, and audios in all languages. Please come and take it because all our sources are open. You just have to go in and work with them. From Cab TV's I Got a Call, Evolution of Benny Baruch, April 24, 2013. Calculation is not with bodies, but with souls. Question: suppose some acute situation arises somewhere nearby, in a city, in a country, and then all over the world. To which of them should I direct my attention first? I can watch the news in a purely detached way. Oh, well, yes. They are blowing up there, they are shooting there. Well, it's bad for them. Answer: the world appears as one single whole, but at the same time you see the clear hand of the Creator, which leads all souls to correction. If, for the sake of this correction, it is necessary that today, for example, 100 million people perish in the world in a single day, then they will perish. In our time, somewhere there is some kind of accident and it is there already. But earlier, let's say, 2 or 3 thousand years ago, the soldiers of King David engaged in hand-to-hand combat. There was nothing else, either I strike you or you strike me. When leaving for the war, men gave a divorce to their wife in advance, so that later she could get married. How else can it be? I am faced one-on-one with the enemy, or maybe even with not one but with several who attack me. And what did they fight with? Shield and sword, spear or mace, stone throwers or slings. So during the war, tens of thousands of people would die a day. Therefore, when you look at what is happening in the world, you begin to justify everything that is happening because at the same time you see how the calculation is done not with bodies, but with souls. This is first. Secondly, it is not possible to correct them otherwise. This is the best, optimal method for them to get closer to the spiritual because at the moment they are not able to respond to challenges to correct themselves. But when people are already close to correcting themselves and not falling under the millstones, under the firm pressing force of development, then it's really a pity. When they have free will, then it's a pity. And what will you do? As it turns out. From Cab TV's I Got a Call, Spiritual States, April 17, 2013.